Tell me a story, if you've got one, about a recent weather event in this part of Nashville.
I never get that flood that happened in 2010. My second grandson, at the time, he was about, about 12. And he was over here, and me and him was just playing. We were just running and playing in the rain. And so all of a sudden, we were just playing. And I said, let's go. He said, can we go down the street? I said, let's go down the street. So down to the, if you go down the street to the left, to the right, I'm sorry, it's a ditch where it's a whole bunch of water running, but they done put drainage in, so it's not, the water won't get as high. It's in the back, it used to be in the back of my yard, go down. So all that's fixed now. The infrastructure that's been put in place has fixed that. But anyway, back in 2010, it was all this rain. So we was like happy. We didn't have no coats, nothing on. I done took my shoes out here. I think he still had his rain boots. And we just running, just laughing. Because it was like fun. We looked, he saw all this rain. He says, Granny, can I get in that? And it was like rushing. I said, no, south side, side. His name is Saeed, but I call him south side, side. I said, no, south side, side. I don't think you, because I believe there's something that's going on. We didn't know it was a flood. I didn't have my phone on. I'd never look at TV. So anyway, we run it down there. And so I told him, I said, I want to show you something. So the water rushes through. It's a big old opening. And then it rushes out. It goes to the river. So he said, oh. So I said, ooh, let's go to the river. We go across the street, across World Baptist. We look down. I said, where all that water's coming from? It was the flood. But we not thinking that it's a flood. I'm like, I'm looking. Do you see all that water? He said, yeah, Granny. Let's go play. I said, no, let's go to the river. We going to the river. This is a true story. We're down the steps. We saw these beautiful, beautiful sticks. I said, what? They were snakes. They was
what?
They was copperheads. They was all kind of snakes. But thank God I went first because Saeed was going to get in the water. He was determined to get in. I said, no. I was going to say, if you jump in, I'm going to have to jump in to get you. My granny can't swim that good.
Mm-hmm.
But I almost said, go on. Someone told me, Pearl, no, don't get in the water. Because
mm-hmm.
I was going to just put my foot in the water. But we saw the pretty sticks. Made us stop thinking about the water.
Mm-hmm.
It was the snakes. Run. Get back to the house. Everybody blowing my phone up. Because the flood is right over there. We played. It was so much. We played. Me and Saeed looking at each other. We could have been gone.
How did that flood affect you or your community?
No, a whole lot of people lost their houses.
Yeah.
You know, on West Hamilton, God rest his soul, a man went out to just see what was going on, older man, and he got washed away in his backyard. And all the people lost their houses. They tore them down. A lot of businesses shut down. Now here, because we're on higher land, it didn't really affect us. The rain did come up, and I thought it was going to come in my basement. But it came halfway up, and a snake was back there too. But I knew then it was a snake.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're not going to play with that. That's a snake. My grandchildren wanted to play with it, but I'm like, I think that's not a stick. So, but it didn't get in the basement, thank God, because it just came halfway up the yard. And, a lot of people lost, of course they couldn't work, and some people lost their cars. But the worst is when they lost their life.
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew the old man. I didn't know the old man, but he was next door to some people that I knew. So, yeah. I mean, some next door to, people that braided the hair a long, long, long time ago.
How did the community come together during that time?
Yeah, so I want to say, of course, we always would collect clothes, mm-hmm. shoes. I'm not big on collecting food, because whatever I grow, I just give it to them. But they set up. And I think what's name came in. What's that, FEMA?
Yeah, FEMA, yeah.
Came in. And then the community did bake food for them and stuff like that. But I just collect clothes and household stuff. So when they did get a place, did they have that kind of stuff?